Good morning, and we're calling the Legislative Council to order at 9 a.m. on May 18th. We have two items on the agenda this morning. Sante, can you call the roll?
Representative Clayman. Representative Edmonds.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg. Representative Millett. Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stoops.
Here.
Representative Drummond. Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Kelly. Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Machicki. Senator Stevens.
Here.
Senator Geisel.
Here.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Here.
Chair Kito.
Here.
11 members present.
So with 11 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business, and I'd like to note that Senator Machicki has joined us and Representative Clayman has joined us as well. First item is approval of the agenda. We've got two items on the agenda. Senator Stedman. Any objection to the agenda as presented? Seeing no objection, the agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is contract approvals. We have a contract approval for the Wasilla LIO. Tina Strong, can you come forward and present information on the Wasilla LIO extension?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Tina Strong. I'm Procurement Officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. And the current lease agreement between the Legislative Affairs Agency and Wasilla Station LLC for office space currently occupied by the Matsu LIO and legislators district offices in Wasilla is due to expire July 31st, 2017, with no renewal options available. Under AS 3630.083, there is a provision where we may extend a real property lease for up to 10 years if a minimum cost savings of at least 10% below the market rental value of the real property at the time of the extension would be achieved on the rent due under the lease. The agency contracted with Von Filipinko Commercial Properties, LLC, to determine the market rental value of the property. And we received their fair market rental analysis, and it is their opinion that the market rental value of the property with the full service lease is between $240 and $250 per square foot. Per AS 3630.083, the agency offered Wasilla Station a rate of $216 per square foot for a five-year lease with 5 one-year renewal options at our option, and the Wasilla Station LLC has accepted our offer. And we would like to recommend approving the lease extension for the Matsu office space located at 600 East Railroad Avenue for a price of $216 per square foot. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tina. And I'd like to note for the record we've been joined by Senator Kelly. Any questions for Ms. Strong? Seeing no questions, Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, it's not a question. Under the list of occupants, I think that there's just an error, and probably one name needs to be removed. Representative Gaddis.
Duly noted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman,
So remove Representative Gaddis, insert Representative Eastman is on the.
Yes, I'd like to see what he
thinks about. Okay. Representative Eastman, do you have any comments about the lease renewal?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am looking to see which name is not on the list. I believe that probably Representative Gaddis needs to be replaced by someone. But I have looked at the list closely. But the space is functional. I haven't received any complaints from any of my colleagues in the Valley. And I don't see any reason to change what they've got going right now.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Entertain a motion, Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that legislative council approve lease extension with Wasilla Station LLC for the time period August 1st, 2017 through July 31st, 2022 in the amount of $179,574.84 per year, excluding CPI-U adjustments each July 1st.
Is there any objection to the motion as stated? Seeing no objections, I don't believe we need to take a roll call. So that motion is approved. Next item on the agenda is the next item in your packets, which is the Haight & Associates contract amendment. Who do we have presenting for that, Tina?
For the record, my name is Tina Strong, procurement officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. And at the June 26, 2015 Legislative Council meeting, Representative Bob Herron, as chair of the Security Subcommittee of Legislative Council, received approval to contract with Haight & Associates to design and prepare contract bidding documents for the Capitol security camera system and to provide construction administration in the amount of $54,280. Haight & Associates is seeking approval for an additional $5,015 to continue construction administration through August 31, 2017. And the construction administration includes the camera configurations and system programming during installation. And they are working closely with our camera system contractor, Alcan Electrical and Engineering, Inc. Attached to the memo is Haight & Associates' price summary for this request. And there are existing security camera capital funds available for this amendment, if approved, to the Haight & Associates contract.
Thank you, Ms. Strong. And can you explain, so that is to complete the project. We already have cameras installed in other buildings in the campus, and that is for the Capitol building?
This is for all locations. They have been working on all the buildings, the entire complex, but none of them are installed yet. They've been working on the wiring and waiting until session adjourns before they actually start installing the new cameras. But that is Alcan Electrical doing that portion, and Haight & Associates is overseeing and answering any of the questions that Alcan has. And Haight & Associates, we did receive their last bill for April, and that exceeded their contract amount for the $54,000, and they feel that the $5,000 will get them through August.
Ms. Strong, my understanding is that the reason for the overrun on the contract is there were more questions from the contractor than expected by the consultant when originally entered into the contract. Is that the case?
That is correct.
Okay, Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did I hear you say that this $5,000 will then be the completion of the project? There will be no more dollars due on this project?
Representative Stutes, through the chair, yes, that is correct. They believe that the $5,000 will get them through the construction administration and the programming through August.
Follow-up?
Follow-up.
You say through August. Is that when the whole total project will be completed?
Representative Stutes, through the chair, yes. That's the August 31st is when Alcan Electrical is supposed to be done with the project.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Senator Stebbin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Council approve an amendment to the Haight & Associates contract in the amount of $5,100.
Any objections to the motion as stated? Seeing no objections, we have approved $5,100 for increase for the Haight & Associates contract. So that amendment is approved. With that, Legislative Council, no additional business to come before the committee. We will adjourn at 9:10 a.m. Thank you.